Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad had struck fear in the hearts of the people of Kufa. They were ordered to join the army that would fight Imam Hussein. Whoever refused would be harshly punished. Thus, they were seen sharpening their swords and saddling their horses. The city was armed. Kids weren't allowed to play in the streets. Life came to a standstill. They were preparing to kill the guests they had invited. Some were doing it out of fear, others out of greed. There was also those who believed that they were commanded by Almighty Allah to obey the ruler, even if it meant slaughtering the grandson of the Holy Prophet. They were the same people who had promised Muslim ibn Aqil that they would support Imam Hussein, but they had now drawn their swords against him. Their guest Imam Hussein was only a few stops away from Kufa. An army of over 30,000 fully armed soldiers marched towards Karbala under ruthless commanders like Shimmer, Shahbaz, and Umar ibn Sa'd. Abu Hatuf bin Haris Ansari was part of this army. After reaching Karbala, the soldiers immediately took their positions surrounding the caravan of Imam Hussein. After seeing his friends, women, and children trapped, the Imam too ordered his companions to take their positions. And in no time, Karbala changed into a battlefield. Imam Hussein sent his messengers many times to Umar ibn Sa'd, advising him to abstain from military action. He introduced himself and his special status before Allah and warned Umar of the severe consequences of his actions. But Umar refused and said, "Tell Hussein, we have come to force him to submit to Yazid. If he does not, he will be killed." Having said that, Umar ibn Sa'd decided to engage in talks with Imam Hussein. He accepted Imam Hussein's request to meet at a mutually agreed place. "O son of the Prophet of Allah, why did you invite me for this dialogue?" he asked. Umar ibn Sa'd, "Fear Allah and think again. What are you doing? Give up this duty that you have undertaken," the Imam kindly replied. "If I do not submit, Yazid will burn my house down," Umar replied. "I will gift you a better and bigger house," the Imam replied. Umar paused and then continued. "If I do not submit, I cannot be the ruler of the city of Ray." The Imam replied, "I have a piece of land which Muawiyah wanted to buy for 10,000 gold coins. I will give that to you." This time, Umar ibn Sa'd paused for much longer. Imam Hussein was trying his best to save Umar's soul from eternal doom. Imam Hussein could only try. The decision rested with Umar ibn Sa'd. Everyone looked at him to hear his decision. Eventually he spoke. "Hussein, I cannot let go of the wheat produce of Ray." The disappointed Imam said, "You will enjoy a little of it. If not wheat, then I certainly have its barley," Umar ibn Sa'd responded disrespectfully. In this way, the love of the world and its pleasures prevented Umar ibn Sa'd from taking the right decision. All attempts of the Imam failed to persuade him to change his mind. He had traded his soul for the temporal world. Time ran out for Umar ibn Sa'd. It was the 10th day of Muharram, and the armies faced each other. The bloody battle started, and the companions of Imam Hussein started to defend their Imam, earning martyrdom in return. They were trading their lives with the divine pleasure of Allah. The Imam's army was decreasing in number, but this did not stop the Imam from fulfilling his duty. He was God's representative on the earth and wanted to save as many souls as possible from the fire of hell. He would again and again warn and advise the enemy to choose heaven over hell. Saving even one soul meant the world to him. By noon, most of the companions of the Imam had been martyred. He was left alone. Once again, he reminded them of their duty. As Muslims, it was their duty to support him. But they were ready to spill his blood. This made his family weep. Abu Hatuf, who was in the enemy's ranks, heard his call and was moved. he said to his brother Sa'd, "Brother, he is the son of the daughter of our Holy Prophet Muhammad. Don't we pray for the intercession of the Holy Prophet? How can we hope for his intercession if we slaughter his grandson in this helpless condition?" They realized their mistake, repented over the past, and headed towards Imam Hussein. They cried out, "We repent over our past, and now side with you, Imam Hussein." They turned towards the enemy and attacked them, killing many of them. The enemy knew them very well and attacked them from all sides and martyred them. Abu Hatuf and his brother Sa'd managed to save their souls in the last moments of their lives.